Good afternoon. Growing numbers of migrants are crossing the Mediterranean in a bid to reach Spain. In the first 3 months of this year, there were 3,345 migrant arrivals by sea, a 38% rise on the same period last year, according to a report by the International Organization for Migration. There's also been a spike in the number of men, women and children who die along the way. There are 120 deaths along the Western Mediterranean route in the first quarter, a 150% rise from the same period last year. Estrella Galán, the Secretary-General of the non-profit Spanish Commission to Aid Refugees, said that arrivals have nearly doubled so far this year, whilst deaths have nearly tripled. The most common departure points along the Western Mediterranean route are Algeria and Morocco. She said that European governments are pursuing mistaken policies that focus on externalizing borders, and that authorities don't want to solve the problem and respect human rights. Spain's Sea Rescue Services report that 2,216 people were rescued in January and February, whilst 27 were dead or missing. An earthquake measuring 3.6 on the Richter scale was recorded yesterday. The National Geographic Institute said the earthquake happened at around 2:35 p.m. and centred in the Murphy region. It's reported that the significant tremor was recorded at a depth of 12 kilometres. There were many reports from the public having felt the quake. Drivers were being pulled out of their vehicles stuck in the snow by motorway officials across Albacete, Cuenca and Guadalajara earlier. One Jeep trapped on the A40 motorway had to be dug out of a ditch, whilst a number of lorries were stuck for 3 hours during the early hours of this morning. 15 motorways in Castilla-La Mancha were disrupted due to last night's snowfall. The Spanish weather service AMET continues to issue yellow weather warnings for the north of the country. And Spanish Formula One driver Fernando Alonso has taken on the challenge of trying to discover the world's first Chinese Formula One race driver, launching an initiative that will involve opening several academies and go-kart racing tracks in China. Alonso is in the country for the third race of the Formula One season, which will be held on Sunday at the Shanghai International Circuit. Alonso, who has not finished in the top five of the Formula One driver standing since 2013, has gotten off to a strong start this season and is currently fourth in the standings with 16 points after two races. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.